From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. State Treasurer Eric Schmidt says he has not talked to Governor Mike Parson about his replacement. Parson will name a new treasurer since he has appointed Schmidt to become Missouri's next attorney general.
If he asks my opinion, I'll help him, but ultimately it's his decision, and I think he's just done an incredible job of getting around the state, listening, setting a great tone for where we're headed as a state.
Schmidt will become attorney general in January, when Josh Hawley leaves office to become a U.S. senator. Hawley defeated Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill in the November 6th election. A southern Missouri school district has suspended a teacher who oversaw a class presentation in which a ninth grader dressed as a Ku Klux Klan member. The Springfield News Leader reports that Poplar Bluff District Superintendent Scott Dill visited the American History class Monday to read the suspended teacher's letter of apology. The student who dressed as a Klansman Friday was among a group of students assigned to the 15th Amendment, which awarded voting rights to black men. During their presentation, they discussed the organizations that engaged in voter suppression. A photo of the student has circulated on social media, and it's unclear if the teacher directed the student to dress as a Klansman. MU researchers have found that students are better able to regulate their emotions and be more socially competent when their teachers have gone through a special training program. Researchers Keith Herman and Wendy Ranke found that a program focused on demonstrating pro-social classroom behavior helps students. The study found that teachers in the training program increased their positive interactions with students by 64%, compared to 53% for teachers who did not receive the training. Herman says the program, called Teacher Classroom Management, appears to help students.
For students in those classrooms, by the end of the year, they were more likely to show signs of social competence development and also emotional regulation skill development in comparison to comparable children in those waitlist classrooms.
The researchers say the program's goal is to improve teachers' classroom management strategies and promote children's pro-social behaviors and school readiness. Four people died in a crash involving several vehicles on Interstate 70 near Columbia. Boone County Assistant Fire Chief Gail Blommenkamp says the crash involved a semi-trailer truck, which was hauling two other semis, as well as a tractor-trailer and two passenger vehicles. The Columbia Missourian reports a passenger in one car and the driver of another passenger vehicle died at the scene. An injured truck driver died at a Columbia hospital emergency room. The Missouri State Highway Patrol said a fourth person died later at a hospital. No names have been released. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.